broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Cosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for December the 9th in the year of our Lord, 2016. Ladies and gentlemen, this is indeed our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. It's incredibly simple. We use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. We're convinced the checks and balances is absolutely brilliant, put in place by our founding fathers. That is the key to the restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. That's why we don't call for and or need a revolution. We reject that. We stand for a restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. By the way, it is a freedom loving, fantastic. We're taking America back one heart, one mind, one issue at a time. Friday, Kirk Cosby's with me. First, a quick recap of yesterday's broadcast, still available on demand at your fingertips free. If you look at your Roku player, look for the Liberty News Radio channel, live and on demand radio on the Roku, or libertyroundtable.com for this broadcast's archives, libertynewsradio.com for an incredible schedule of fantastic talk show hosts around the clock, libertynewsradio.com. And if you want award-winning news, no fake news, just real hard-hitting news, libertynewsdaily.com. If you want to be part of the solution, we'd love your financial donations and support. Every penny makes the biggest difference in the world. We jokingly call this the Widow's Mite Radio Network. Welcome to the broadcast. Hope you're all doing fantastic. Iowa Governor Terry Branstad, considered a friend of Beijing, I guess he'll be the ambassador to China, hopes Donald Trump. And I bring that up because it's interesting. They say Donald's just ready to wreck and destroy everything. He's got a friend to China, working with China. That doesn't sound like a blow-it-up move to me. Sounds like a little bit of good cop, bad cop for negotiating. Other than that, sounds like a pretty wise pick. Time will tell how wise it really is. Trump picks Scott Pruitt to be he is the current Oklahoma Attorney General to lead the EPA. Wow, the guy's suing the EPA for starters. Hopefully we'll see some real changes like abolition thereof. Trump has settled on General John F. Kelly. He's a retired four-star Marine as Secretary of Homeland Security. That worries me a little bit. Time will tell. We'll see what happens there. One of the things that I've maintained is we've got to give Donald a chance. There's no way Donald can reject the whole establishment at once. There would be absolute pandemonium in Washington. And you would say, so what, Sam, let it be. Look, the establishment is too powerful, folks. And there might be a lot of people in there, believe it or not, with non-disclosure agreements and classified information and top security clearances. And there might be a lot of people in there who are good people who would do what's right given the chance. But the system is so against them. They don't dare whistleblow for fear of jail and a ruining of their career and a destroying of their family or possibly even death. But they're good people. And given the opportunity to do what's right, they may do the right thing. That's what we're praying for with some of these people. You got to give Donald a chance, folks. We also talked about a flawed missile system. Generates $2 billion in bonuses for Boeing. Bogus, to say the least. Donald Trump's message, they say, sparks anger in China. They're concerned about the president-elect's Taiwan call. Tweets signal that his approach may be more adversarial. And my response is, while the mainstream press creates fake news about adversarial Donald with China, looks like Donald picked a ambassador that's friendly to China. Building on relationships as the mainstream press peddles fake news to mock the Donald. Don't let him get away with it. Reject the fake news. Turn it off and turn to hard-hitting, award-winning news the networks refuse to use. LibertyRoundtable.com, LibertyNewsRadio.com, Liberty News Daily, and many others, by the way. Trump invites tech leaders to a roundtable next week. Those guys seem to have hated the Donald, but now they all want to sit down at the table with him. Interesting, to say the least. Pretty soon, tech leaders next week will be walking out of the Trump Tower going, Donald's a great guy. Wow, we had an incredible conversation. What amazing opportunities we have for the future. That's what'll happen. Write it down. Remember who warned you or told you. Second hour, we talked about the five easiest and five most difficult promises for Donald Trump to keep, writes the New York Times. They haven't a clue, folks, about the economy, about reality. They're all wrapped up in fake news and Keynesian economics. They're just absolutely, completely confused on the free market plans of our founding fathers. Wow. Why I will not cast my electoral vote for Donald Trump? That's Christopher Subrun. They're talking about this guy in Texas. And really, the liberals, the Democrats currently, and a lot of inside Republicans, they're pushing to literally jettison the Electoral College. Folks, don't let them do it. They want you to believe the popular vote is the only thing that matters, that democracy is key. We don't have a democracy. We have a republic, a constitutional republic. And the reality is you jettison the Electoral College and you will violate another check and balance. And before you know it, America will be even further off track. And we will regret every move we make. Every time we disassemble a check and balance in the republic, we grow closer to anarchy / tyranny. We grow closer to a democracy-style government. And the Founding Fathers said you have a republic if you can keep it, meaning you better be wise enough not to dismantle the checks and balances. All right, there you have it. Without further ado, that's a recap. Kurt Crosby's ready to rock and roll, ladies and gentlemen, and News the Networks Refuse to Use starts now. Hi, Kurt.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You're very welcome, sir. Do you know who Andrew Puzber is?
That's one more person I don't know.
Oh, come on, Kurt. This guy's Andrew a fast Puzber. Food CEO. Carl's Jr., you know, all that kind of stuff.
Oh, I think
he's the guy that rejects the $15 an hour minimum wage, etc.
And Trump picked him for what?
Labor secretary, sir.
There you go.
Yeah. What do you think of that?
Andrew Puzber?
Puzber, yeah. P-U-Z-B-E-R.
D-E-R.
Delta. Right. Puzder, I guess it is.
Yeah, good. Okay,
Puzder, I don't know. Puzder.
Yeah.
Anyway, that guy, what do you think of him, though? I mean, you know, he rejects the minimum wage. I don't know if he does for the right reasons.
Well, that's a good, you know, at least a good first step.
Yeah, that's right. And, but by the way, he's well known for creating jobs in the fast food industry, Kurt, so.
Huh. Yeah, not even just jobs like for robots.
No, man, he believes in people. The idea, though, is that, look, no one has a problem with increasing wages. Everybody wants to do better, Kurt.
Mm-hmm.
The issue is, can government mandate a specific wage, you see?
Mm.
That's the discussion point, my friend. So we'll see what Andrew does. And, you know, time will tell, but I'm telling you, the $15 an hour-ers, is that what those guys are called? The $15 an hour advocates, they're all running around just not knowing. I mean, they're almost as bad as the Hillary supporters. Do you realize that women just met Hillary like yesterday or the day before, whatever. It's been like, a month since the event, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're still absolutely inconsolable, Kurt. Crying, melting down, gnashing of teeth. They wonder if it's even worth being alive now. I mean, they're just off their rockers, my friend. It's crazy.
There you go. Yeah.
All right. Anyway, I thought that was interesting about good old Andrew. Now, Kurt, you have a world exclusive. I hope this isn't fake news. CIA agents in the news. And radaronline.com has the piece.
Yeah, that's a pretty good source. You know, at least I don't know for sure. But I found it interesting just to learn how, you know, Castro's been in the news lately, right, Sam? Or, you know.
Yeah, because he kicked it.
Yeah, you know, and everybody wants to talk about it. So I just thought this story was pretty interesting, you know, kind of to show behind the scenes maybe how we do things or how we've done things, at least in our government. Apparently, you know, we were trying, our government, you know, agents or spies or whatever were trying to, you know, get in and, you know, I guess you could say do away with Mr. Castro. So we sent, a pretty woman there. And, you know, it tells, this story tells about this lady named Marita Lorenz and how she showed up there. Well, the doggone thing is she fell in love with old Castro and ended up having a child with him and et cetera. And I guess part of the deal, the CIA didn't really want her to stick around there. So they, she says they poisoned her and then she came. Anyway, it's a pretty interesting story.
When we come back, Kurt will give you the details. Yeah. I find that interesting how they call it a love child when it's kind of like forbidden sex or forbidden involvement. And then real children that are truly born from love, well, they're not really love children, right? I would certainly say not.
We fought, we learned, we struggled, we won. Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Recent studies show that parents who smoke in the home are more likely to have children who smoke.
Yes, in fact, my brother, he's 22 now, he told me and my father that's why he started smoking. One of the reasons why he started smoking is because my dad was around, you know, and they saw my dad smoking. My dad said, okay, I don't want you to smoke. I don't want you to, watch what I'm doing.
Recent studies also show that in homes where parents don't smoke, their children usually don't smoke either.
I am the way I am because my grandparents taught me what not to do. They gave me morals. They gave me belief. They gave me something to believe in. They just taught me well. I love them. I do.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T, that's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211. Or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, so there's some stories out there saying that, hey, one of our CIA agents, a pretty woman, literally had a love child with Castro. Kurt's telling the story. Radar Online had the details, Kurt.
That's correct, Sam, and I just found the story, interesting to kind of know how we do things. I mean, lately we're criticizing Trump because he talked to the the leader of Taiwan. And yet, I wonder if back then if we just would have talked to Castro instead of, send a lady in to try to kill him. that would have been a nicer way to do things, you know. But anyway, this lady, they call her Fidel's Matahari. They say Cold War drama, began when her father, a commercial ship captain, dropped anchor in Havana with his daughter on board in February of 59, 1 month after the Cuban Revolution. Castro visited the ship, and Marita fell head over heels. She says, first of all, I was very young, and Fidel was tall and handsome. When I first laid eyes on him, I was instantly attracted. We kissed between two lifeboats on the top deck. I was totally in love. Imagine a man and a woman falling in love. I guess they didn't communicate via Twitter or anything else. They said they called each other on the phone, and she moved into the Havana Hilton and was pregnant soon. They say 7 months into her pregnancy, she claimed the CIA poisoned her. You know, it just seems like... You know.
You got to stick with the story, Kurt.
I don't get why would they poison her, Sam. But anyway, then she was flown back. She was flown back to New York.
When did they poison her, Kurt?
Well, 7 months into the pregnancy.
Yep,
that's what it says.
Yep,
and they say her fetus was aborted. She woke up surrounded by FBI and CIA agents back in New York City, where she was recuperating, who blamed Castro for her unborn child's death. They persuaded her to return to Castro and poison him with arsenic pills. So anyway, she cruised back. The story says they wanted to neutralize him. Neutralize and kill him, that's about the same. Eliminate him because he was turning communist, and he was infiltrating the U.S. with communists. Now the Communist Party just endorses Hillary, right? She reluctantly agreed to kill her lover, but Marita was so terrified that customs agents at the Havana airport would discover the arsenic pills that she hid in a jar of cold cream. Not very cool. And they were partially disintegrated when she got to the hotel. She said, I was young. I cried about the whole thing. I cried about loving Fidel, losing him, and being in this position. Her love story, they say, didn't end there. Now she lives in Brooklyn. But she said Castro, when she returned to Cuba in 81, introduced their grown son. She claimed he told her in broken English, there's nothing wrong with the baby. The baby is a big boy now. So I don't get the part where the son was aborted or whatever, and then they got a grown son.
Oh, so let me explain what happened, Kurt. This is really simple.
Yeah.
She was pregnant for 7 months, and what they wanted to do is they wanted to, at least according to this story, keep the baby alive. But they didn't want her to know or her to be involved in any way because they didn't want her to leave or take the baby back or somehow, you know, take the baby away from Castro in such a way. And so the CIA has mixed allegiances, right? And so the real question is, does the CIA want the baby alive or the baby dead? According to what the CIA wants her to believe, that they want the baby dead. So they literally, you know, poisoned her, killed the baby, brought her back, and then said, hey, it's all Castro's fault. He didn't want the baby, and go back and kill him for us. Well, she said, I loved him, so I didn't go back and kill him. Then she got introduced to the son, and she says, well, Castro actually kept the baby alive. The CIA betrayed me. They literally poisoned me and then took me away, and they claimed the baby was basically aborted or murdered. But it isn't true, and now the baby's alive, and et cetera. So the question is, who's who in this story? And she basically said, look, all I am is a girl that ended up loving Fidel Castro, had a baby with him, and the CIA basically tried to use me as their agent, or I was their agent at least at first, but then they betrayed me. The CIA would say, no, Castro betrayed you and murdered the baby. You got pregnant there, but, you know, that's the story. What the truth is, Kurt, about this is hard to know. And the reason that I say this is there are now news stories all over the internet claiming conspiracy theorists believe that Justin Trudeau, Prime Minister of Canada, is Fidel Castro's love child with, what, Kurt, another woman? So I don't really know what the truth is. Wow. You got what they say, what, Russian fake news. You got United States fake news, CIA fake news. You got so it's really hard to even know what's going on here, Kurt, is the problem.
Amen to that.
And I don't really know what's happening, but that's my understanding of the story that you're talking about here, is that she's saying the CIA betrayed me. Who did she say poisoned her?
I think she said the CIA. Yeah.
See? So she's thinking, I'm here on the CIA's errand. Oh, my gosh, I love Fidel. And she got pregnant with him. And now she's all mixed up and not knowing what to do. And then the CIA says, look, if we don't act now, we'll never be able to kill Fidel with this pretty woman. So they basically, you know, act like they're saving her from him and, you know, send her back to kill. But I don't believe any of this, Kurt, and I'll tell you why. There may be grains of truth in this story. There may be plenty of truth that a dictator has love children all over. I'd believe that in about 5 seconds flat.
Mm-hmm.
The problem that I have about this is, you know what, the CIA is really guilty of dual allegiances and manipulation and subterfuge and all kinds of shenanigans. There's a black side of government that is very evil. There's no doubt about it. And it's not above our CIA to put a pretty woman in place or any of those kind of things.
Yeah.
However, I guess my concern about this is when you start talking about Jesse Trudeau is a love child of this, and then Barack Obama is a love child of that, and at some point you start to say, you know what, I don't really even know what the truth is. There may be a lot of pieces of truth in here, but we may have, you know what, 99 truths and one big old lie that ruins the whole story, or we're led completely astray from the reality of things. Here's the facts. If the CIA truly wanted Fidel Castro dead, Kurt, and that was their real goal, he would have been dead, Kurt. I'm telling you right now. If you know enough about government, if they really truly want to assassinate somebody, it cannot be stopped. They will absolutely, unless God intervenes or something straight, you know, I'm not saying it can never be stopped. I'm just saying if they wanted Fidel Castro dead back in 59 or in the 60s, you know, Bay of Pigs, the whole thing, he would have been dead, Kurt. But they didn't want him dead at all. So whether they really wanted to kill him like they're saying or just get intel on him through the pretty woman or whether it's really the love child of this or that or whether, you know, Jesse Trudeau's involved in Canada and the prime minister, or whether, you know, Ted Cruz is involved because his dad was involved with Castro, or, you know, all these stories, Kurt, are so confusing. I don't think we really have the facts. I think we're just being led around by the nose by a lot of these stories. So I'm not denying the story, but I'm saying we need to be very careful when we jump into the details of these things because I don't think we really have a handle on it. Now, I bet you this girl may be telling the truth in great part. But she's only telling the truth according to what she knows as well. And remember, she was the one that was literally drugged or poisoned, as she says it. But I don't think poisoned. I think drugged. And then she's the one that woke up in a different country going, well, what the heck happened? And they're like, hey. So whether they delivered the baby, you know, through cesarean section, you know, there's so many questions about this. I just don't even know whether they forced labor to occur and she was unconscious and, you know, somehow participated in some whatever state. We don't know any of these details, and so I'm just telling you that you can be duped by these stories so easily, and we don't really know, but it's fascinating stuff. Is the Prime Minister really the love child of Castro in Canada? Liberty Roundtable, live.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
This hour from LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
Pitcairn, Michigan residents David Lee Bianco, his fiancée Kaylee Menninger, and the couple's two-year-old daughter, Annika, were killed on Thanksgiving Day when their vehicle was struck by one driven by Demetrius Coleman, who was fleeing from a traffic stop. Coleman was pulled over by East McKeesport police officer Scott Loudon following a parking violation. He told the officer that he didn't have a valid license. After Loudon discovered a warrant for a probation violation, he called for backup and was joined by two officers from North Versailles. As they approached Coleman's car, he sped off, inaugurating a chase that ended when Coleman's vehicle T-boned Bianco's car. Three others were injured when Bianco's car collided with a van. While Bianco's relatives are understandably furious over Coleman's actions, The long-established pursuit policy of the East McKeesport PD suggests that the officers who gave pursuit own at least a portion of the blame. Coleman was arrested on a nonviolent drug charge in 2015, served 6 months in jail, and was given 3 months of probation. Since 2004, the department's policy manual has restricted high-speed pursuits only in those situations where an expeditious response to a complaint may well prevent or intervene in a life-threatening situation. The Pittsburgh Post-Gazette reports that the department is reviewing surveillance video to determine whether officers were right in conducting a high-risk pursuit of a nonviolent offender who had been stopped for a parking violation.
If you want a win-win-win opportunity for patriots, think GiveMeLibertyFund.com. For LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
And let me tell you why I'm so careful about this news, ladies and gentlemen. World exclusive CIA agent sent to kill Fidel Castro had secret love child with him instead. Radar Online has the details. But then the other story's out on the net right now. Conspiracy theorists think Justin Trudeau is Fidel Castro's love child. Now, we're not necessarily saying that's the same person. But what's interesting about these stories, Kurt, that I find is when a story has a point to make, then we bring it up. And we don't care if the story is true or not, per se, because it's being talked about in the news. And no matter who floated it, whether it's real or fake news, sometimes we can't tell. But here's what we can do. And here's the reason that we bring these stories up. And that is to teach principles, to educate on important topics that are worthy of discussion. And so, Kurt, coming out of this, what you know is this. CIA is corrupt. Black operations in government are evil. Global agendas that circumvent true principles in the United States happen all the time. From the stories we heard about, you know, FBI and CIA agents involved with prostitutes and drugs and parties and whatever, on down to a story like this. The bottom line, Kurt, is you can't trust your government. We can't say, you know what, the CIA wouldn't do that. They're an above-board, you know, quality operation that defends the freest country in the world. We'd love to be able to say that. But you can't. You simply can't trust government, Kurt. And the main people that tell you, hey, this is going on by the other side, oftentimes are the ones doing exactly what they're blaming on somebody else. Hillary says, oh, man, everybody's a racist. Turns out that her organization is as racist as anybody. You got the government running around going, oh, man, you know, we got to stop drugs. We got to have the war on drugs. Then you know that the CIA and the FBI are in bed with prostitutes and drugs all over the world. No accountability. And then they're like, oh, man, we got to get rid of pornography in America, which, by the way, I think we do. But then it turns out that all the government agencies are, you know, involved in pornography. You talk about child sex rings and child pornography. Hey, the United States government runs some of the biggest pornography websites in the world. You talk about the war, you know, hey, you got to reduce the amount of guns in America. You find out Operation Fast and Furious, the government's literally peddling guns to drug cartels. Everything that they claim that they're against, they're doing. And so I wouldn't be surprised if they sent this girl as a lover to Castro to compromise him. But I'm not convinced we know their real allegiance. They're double agents. They cross people. They poison people. They, you know, abort babies. They do all these things. They blame it on Castro. Now, I'm not here to defend Castro in any way. He's an evil despot as well. But I'm bringing this up, Kurt, because we don't know the truth. But the truth is, we know you can't trust your government. You just can't. It's too big. There's too much money, too much power. And what we seek for is to reduce the size and scope of the money going to government. And we don't seek for power. We seek to pull it down. That's why we bring up the story. Any other tidbits, Kurt?
There's a little tiny bit right at the end of the story that I thought was interesting. Kind of showing the love of a mother or whatever. And, you know, and I think that's kind of nice. It says, she told the Radar Online guys, she said, I just fell to my knees, you know, when she found out that her boy was big. Now, she said, when I asked Castro to let me take Andre home with me, he said, no. Nunca, nunca, that means never, never, to the Estados Unidos, means United States. He's my son. They will kill him, too. So, you know, I mean, we, like you said, we don't know. This is the, you know, but wouldn't it be nice if, hey, we do like Trump, you know, we just talk to places and try to treat them fairly and nice instead of maybe just go send in guys to try to kill them.
Well, and by this time, if the kid was born in 59, Kurt, and it's 81 that she finds this out, the boy's like, what, 23 or something?
22? Yeah, let's see, 81, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Depending on, okay. Yeah. So, you know, I'm not so sure you just take your boy home at that point. If he's 23 years old, raised by a Cuban dictator, I'm not so sure that, you know, you can just get that guy to go home anyway. And where he is and who he is, and it's hard to say. And I don't know the truth. There's only, you know, in my mind, one real way to know, and that would be honesty.
Mm-hmm. And integrity, transparency.
Yeah, and third-party DNA testing that could prove things. But again, you can't even get that done for Bill and Bill's love child, supposedly, right?
Good point. Yeah, but we're not supposed to talk about that.
See, and that's kind of what I mean is that, you know, you can't really know the truth about hardly any of these things. I mean, look, who's Chelsea Clinton's real mother and father?
Yeah.
Who's okay? So all I'm telling you is that it just gets the real point, though. You got to understand is you can't trust government. You just can't. All right, Kurt, I'll give you an example of where government lies. Government has peddled the idea that, you know what, right-wing extremists in the United States, such as Sam Bushman, Kurt Crosby, you know, all of us, that we are a serious domestic threat to the country. Even Glenn Beck has peddled such, in my opinion, lies and fake news. But now the headline from the Daily Caller says this. Just 13 right-wing extremists have been charged with terrorism since 9/11, Daily Caller. A Daily Caller analysis has found that just 13, quote, far-right extremists have been indicted on federal terrorism charges since September 11, 2001, despite liberal journalists, groups, and activists spreading the narrative that far-right extremists are just as, if not more, dangerous than Islamic terrorists. Both the Anti-Defamation League and the Southern Poverty Law Center maintain lists of so-called right-wing extremists. The lists combined, Kurt, contain 13 individuals that have been charged with federal terrorism or terrorism-related charges. Now, you want to respond to this before I go off on this, Kurt?
I don't really know what to say about this, Sam, you know, but the bottom line is, I guess, so many times it's kind of like the Hillary Clinton thing, I think, where they do the, man, those people are racist, and then you find out they're really doing that, or they accuse Donald Trump of doing this, and they're really doing that.
Exactly, yes. So
that's what I think.
So here's what you got. From 2001 till now, 15 years, Kurt?
Yeah.
All right, you got 13 so-called right-wing extremists that were charged. That doesn't mean guilty. That means charged. So you don't even have one a year, Kurt. Not even one a year. And out of the ones that were charged, how many got off? We don't have all the intel, the details of that. But I don't know a single one of them, Kurt. And neither do you. And, you know, I'm sure there are extremists and there are whatever, all kinds of places. But if you got 300 and what? 30 million people in America and you got one per year, what percent is that per year, Kurt?
Not very many. It's a pretty small percent.
Like, maybe we can figure that out. 330 million people in America. You got one, or 13 total. Well, anyway, the mainstream press has been peddling this fake news that right-wing extremists are a serious threat. I mean, Glenn Beck said that, you know what, they're willing to work with Al-Qaeda. They're ready to destroy the country. They might create an Arab Spring. I mean, he said all these kind of things. This is so-called the conservative Glenn Beck of all people. And the liberals, the fake news peddlers, have been way worse. Just 13, quote, right-wing extremists have been charged with terrorism. But I look at that and I say the number's so minuscule, even if every one of those were guilty, Kurt. But I doubt that's true, too. And the question is, how many of them had a government provocateur peddling them along towards this narrative? But you and I don't know a single one of them, Kurt. And you and I haven't been involved in any of them. We run around and reject violence. We're the guys that say, you know what? Everybody's lives matter. We're the one that say we need to stand pro-life. We need to stand with the rule of law. We need to carry out the proper role of government. We reject a revolution, but stand for a restoration of the principles that made America great. We talk about God, family, and country, life, liberty, and property. And see, the Southern Poverty Law Center says I'm one of the greatest hate groups in the state of Utah. They literally peddle a hate map and say that I'm on it. For what? I don't know. For promoting God, family, and country? For protecting life, liberty, and property? For saying we reject a revolution and stand for a restoration? I mean, I don't know what these people are talking about, but if we're going to discuss fake news, there it is, folks. But what really is happening is kind of like this love child CIA story. Hey, those ones basically peddling terrorism are the ones blaming everybody else as terrorists. All right, let me give you an example to prove the point, Kurt. CNN's in the news. Are you surprised? Now, CNN spent the election cycle, Kurt, calling Trump supporters like you and I racist. But now they got hit with a class action racism lawsuit, Kurt. Did you see this?
I can't remember if I saw it or just heard about it.
All right, I got the details in seconds. This is fascinating. You know what? And it's interesting who's suing who. We'll talk about it. Sam and Kurt, Liberty Roundtable Live. Hard-hitting news that networks refuse to use on your radio. You know what? No fake news here, just educational principles. Always at the helm on your favorite news that networks refuse to use talk station.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello everyone, James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today. Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, so CNN's in the news, ladies and gentlemen. And CNN spent the election cycle peddling fake news, calling Trump supporters like Sam Bushman, Kirk Cosby, James Edwards, many others racist. But now, I guess CNN gets hit with class action racism lawsuit. Amber Randall for Daily Caller reports the details, Kurt, and this is fascinating. After months of calling Donald Trump supporters racist, CNN now faces a multi-million dollar class action lawsuit alleging racism. Listen carefully, because I said right before the pause, listen who is suing CNN. The answer is CNN's own black employees. I kid you not. So employees of CNN that are black are now suing CNN for racism. Odd, considering how vigorously CNN doubled and tripled down leveling those same charges before and after the election at Donald Trump supporters. CNN host, for example, Van Jones, the well-known so-called reformed communist, called the Trump supporters involved in a, quote, white lash against a black president, Kurt. While a CNN contributor accused Trump of a lack of tolerance for other people, now the channel that openly called Donald Trump a racist and a bigot and misogynist, well, they face their own lawsuit now from their own black employees. Former and current black employees at CNN filed the lawsuit against Turner Broadcasting, CNN, and Time Warner. That's what the Daily Mail is reporting, Kurt. I guess the lawsuit was filed on behalf of two black employees. I don't know how to say these. Anyway, these two black employees, okay?
Yeah, one's Celeste Henley, and the other one's Ernest Colbert Jr.
Yeah, I don't even know how to, whatever.
Yeah.
Now, I guess they were paid less, Kurt. They had fewer opportunities for advancement or promotion. Dramatic differences in pay, harsher evaluations for black males, fewer promotion opportunities. CNN's prejudice, the lawsuit claims. Lawyer Daniel Meekum explained that he actually covered the uncovered the realities for a different client of his, a third one, Dwayne Walker. Dwayne Walker currently has a $50 million lawsuit against CNN. Walker's lawsuit alleges that CNN did not promote him for 13 years because he was black, instead promoting white employees. And I guess they have uncovered stories of abuse of power, nepotism, revenge, retaliation, discrimination. I guess this black lady worked longer hours than everybody else. It just goes on and on and on. So this is fascinating, Kurt. This example, the CIA run around, act like they're the good guys. You hear this whole love child story, which you don't know the truth on. You hear fake news that Jesse Trudeau is a love child of Castro, Prime Minister of Canada. You hear all kinds of fake news about, hey, you know, conservatives are a domestic threat to the country, peddled by the Southern Poverty Law Center, in bed with Homeland Security, tied all to the government. Then you hear this example where CNN literally peddles this idea that everybody's a racist who's opposed to Hillary Clinton. Turns out to be the Clinton News Network. And then you figure it all out and you go, now black people, our supposed enemies, according to the mainstream press lies, are now suing CNN saying that you guys are a bunch of racists. And I think that we ought to get involved in that lawsuit too, Kurt, saying not only are you racist, but you lied about us. Defamation. You lied about us. Libel. Slander. They've lied about everything, Kurt. All right, any final comments on that one?
Well, yeah.
I got a story to top all of them now.
Very interesting.
That ought to finish off the hour just right. Go ahead, sir.
Well, go ahead. I can't think of anything else to say except for it is interesting that, you know, the same people that do that whole, you know, accuse us of all the racism, et cetera, you know. Like you've said before, when they say that James Edwards, you know, our buddy, shouldn't be able to do this or that or associate with these people, and yet they can associate with him.
Yeah.
You know, the points.
Well, maybe they can because they're racist too, Kurt. They?
Yeah, I guess. Weird stuff. At least these guys are accusing of them.
Yeah. Kurt, do you know who the Popo is? Like somebody called the Popo. Do you know what that means?
I think, isn't that how they say the police?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Well, do you know what the WAPO is, Kurt? Not the Popo. That's the cops. This
Washington
is the WAPO.
Washington Police?
No, the Washington Post.
Washington Post. That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
All right. Now that we got that out of the way, the headline, article written by a lady by the name of Rachel Stolz Zeus. I don't know. Just Rachel, okay? Anyway.
Yeah.
WAPO admits a key part of its fake news' expose might be fake, Kurt. Did you get that?
Yeah, so the story that tries to expose fake news could be fake.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. They didn't mean to. Kurt. But the Washington Post said a key part of its big story exposing, quote, fake news sites might not be credible, Kurt.
Whoops. Doggone it. Well, don't let that get in the way of a good story. Yeah.
Well, and see, this is the point that I'm getting at. I get that everybody can be schnookered, okay? I get that people can make a mistake and peddle something fake unintentionally. And I will give anybody a pass for making that mistake because, you know what? It's very hard to ferret out what's real news and what's not. But I'm going to make 2 points. Number one, I'm willing to give people a pass for making a mistake. What I'm not willing to give people a pass for is these mainstream gatekeeping control thugs in bed with government acting like you and I aren't capable of creating real news or reporting real news because they're the professionals and we're not somehow. Okay, that lie's got to go away. The founding fathers understood freedom of the press, and it wasn't put the gatekeeping rich control thugs in charge. It was those who were willing to tell the tale as they see it. Okay, but secondarily, I submit to you that your government's probably peddling much, if not most, of this fake news through the mainstream press. All right? The Washington Post said a key part of its big story exposing fake news and fake news websites might not be credible. Now, that's their way of saying it's not credible and we know it, but the reason they say might not be credible is because they don't really want to say they're not credible, Kurt. They want to limit it to the story and kind of put in the might word as they wordsmith that to say kind of they made a mistake is all. But the bottom line is, Kurt, they didn't do their research. The fact is they didn't do their due diligence. They didn't have the fact checkers on the beat that day because the paper cannot vouch for the validity of the report heavily cited in the story. What do you think of that, Kurt?
Whoops. Yeah, just a little problem with the story.
Okay, these guys are the ones also that ran around and reported that Hillary was going to win, 98% chance that Hillary would win. Donald doesn't have a prayer. These are the ones running around telling everybody's a racist. Now CNN being sued for being the real racist. Hillary Clinton running around saying everybody's racist. Then WikiLeaks shows that Hillary Clinton and those guys are racist. We get the CIA and the FBI running around saying we've got to clean up this news. And we find out they peddle fake news all around the world. And it all comes down to you can't trust your government. It all comes down to we're doing our darndest to report the truth, to report freedom-oriented content, to report liberty-based principles and the restoration of the greatest country on the earth. We promote God, family, and country, and life, liberty, and property. We promote that we're all created equal, endowed by their creator, by our creator with unalienable rights or unalienable rights. And then they run around and say somehow we're racist. Somehow we're evil. Somehow we're right-wing extreme. Somehow we're a domestic threat. This is all fake news peddled. They've even got Glenn Beck peddling that false narrative, Kurt. So even our own turning on us in many ways. And all I'm telling you is we stand boldly, nobly, independent, without apology, for the principles that we stand for. Are we possibly making a mistake here and there? Well, with how much fake news they peddle, it's possible, Kurt. But we're doing our very best. Our very best indeed. And I bring that up just because it's sure interesting to me. Everything, Kurt, that they complain of, when you really dig in, you find out they're the guilty ones. Everything they point at the other guy about with this hostile, dark, negative narrative, turns out they're the guilty ones, my friend. And you see it over and over. How many examples have I just rattled off from the top of my head in the last 5 minutes? Several of them, literal headlines in the news this very second. Wow, ladies and gentlemen, it's time that you and I turn off the racist, hostile, hate-driven, deceptive fake news of the mainstream press and turn to good, honest Americans doing their best to tell the tale of freedom and to restore the greatest country on the face of the earth. No wonder we're being attacked. We're right over the target, I can tell you that right now. Little Teeny Widow's Might Radio Network, getting the job done like no other. Thanks for your support. Without you, we wouldn't even be able to make it happen. We're grateful for you and for your support. LibertyRoundtable.com, LibertyNewsDaily.com, LibertyNewsRadio.com. Please donate and get involved today. We declare we the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, we can and will restore the Republic. This nation shall endure.